on the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
And for today's segment, drum roll please. We are flying through space with Platinum Nova cigars.
Nova. Sounds good.
That's right. So the cigars we will be reviewing today were graciously given to us by Leo from Platinum Nova Cigars.
I believe it, and correct me if I'm wrong, Nova Platinum Cigars?
No, it's, I'm pretty
is,
sure
is
it's
Platinum Nova?
Platinum Nova. Okay. Is that right? What's that card say right there?
Ultra Premium Cigars.
Let me see.
Platinum Nova.
Yep, Platinum Nova. Cool. Nailed it. Got it right. So today, the Platinum Nova cigars we're going to go over is the Congress, the Five Burrows, a Platinum Batch Toro, and finally the 484.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Hey man, got a light? It's time for Smokes.
Welcome to this Smokes episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. Our host today, our good old boy Mike on the ones and twos with us. I'm your host, good old boy Barger, and with us today we have good old boy Rich.
Howdy.
And good old boy Benjamin.
Yes, sir.
We are the best thing on at 2 a.m. right before, are you still watching this? And just after, does this look infected?
I wish to register a complaint.
As you know, it's not infected, so calm down, Janet.
There's a cream for that.
Yeah. Right? But as you know, our smoke segments are about all things cigars and, well, anything that's smoked. And for today's segment, drum roll please. We are flying through space with Platinum Nova cigars.
Sounds good.
That's right. That's right. We had a really good time talking to Leo at the PCA episode.
Leonor.
Yeah. Welcome to Nicaragua.
I know. She's from Uruguay, so she's pretty awesome, not going to lie. So strap in and hang on while we drive.
While you drive.
Yeah, I'm driving this bus, guys. Just hold on to the bus. Wow. We're going to have fun today, but don't worry. If you miss anything, you can download a full episode.
I'd like some new recreational drugs back here in aisle 5.
That's right.
You know, waitress, is there an air sick bag?
That's right. That's right. But you can download any of our episodes from anywhere you listen to podcasts. But before we dive into the shallow end of the pool, remember the buddy system. Where is your buddy?
Lars, shouldn't you be watching the kids?
Oh, don't worry. I have them on the body system.
Body system?
Yeah, have a look.
Buddy!
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 Every time. I love that every time. If you're a cigar newbie, fret not. We got you covered on our Cigar 101 episode where all of this cigar speak will be decoded. Just search for Sip, Suds, and Smokes Cigars 101 episode. It should pop right up on the link below in the show notes. Good old boy Benjamin gets the honors of going over our smokes
ratings
today. I
checked that link. It is not linked to porn this week.
No. I need to fix that then.
How convenient.
I need to fix that. So, Benjamin, what do we got on our ratings today?
Today, we'll be smoking and discussing the cigars and rating them with our Sip, Suds, and Smokes ratings, plus our signature sounds.
Whoop, whoop.
And here are those now. One, this sucked even before it was lit. A two, at least I lit it. Three, I'd smoke this again. Four, how much you want for them?
Magnificent.
Nailed it.
And 5. Where are they? I need a box.
So the cigars we will be reviewing today were graciously given to us by Leo from Platinum Nova Cigars.
I believe it, and correct me if I'm wrong, Nova Platinum Cigars?
No, it's, I'm pretty sure.
Is Platinum Nova?
Platinum Nova. Okay. Is that right? What's that card say right there?
Ultra Premium Cigars.
Let me see it.
Platinum Nova.
Yep, Platinum Nova. Cool. Nailed it. Got it right. So today, the Platinum Nova cigars we're going to go over is the Congress, the Five Burrows, the Platinum Batch Toro, and finally the 484. Benjamin has the wonderful, wonderful floor on telling us about the Platinum Nova Congress.
Cool deal. Platinum Nova Congress is a 43x7. Wrapper is an H2000 Connecticut Ecuador, fillers Dominican, binders Dominican. Smooth and full of aromatic flavors, this blend delivers touches of cinnamon leather with subtle notes of spices. With a consistent burn and draw, this pigtail medium body Lancero is enjoyable with an early morning coffee or a light cocktail to start your day.
And what was the girth on that?
Light 40.
Today we're going to be demonstrating how to measure girth. Girth is a very important measurement when determining sizes. First, take your tape measure, place it at the center of the shoulder, bring it down through the crotch,
hey-o,
and back up again, making sure it's going over the widest part.
See, when they do that to you, when they're measuring you, it's like if you go, they don't like that. It's weird.
It's a light chestnut in color, resulting in a mellow and creamy flavor. So it, much like Barger, I'm a sucker for this length and girth, right?
I love it. It's my favorite.
The Lancero gives me at least the quintessential cigar smoking experience. It's the right balance of filler to binder and wrapper for me.
Absolutely.
You know, it's the right time frame for me. I also feel like it's a little bit more elegant. Right, just because of the shape and the length, yeah. Right? You know, I feel like if it's a if you know, you know kind of thing, right? If you're sitting in a lounge and the bros are out, you know, because they want to smoke a cigar on a Saturday, you know, a lot of Toros, you see people with like large ring gauges and stuff like that, a lot of machismo and smoking cigars that way. But when I think of, you know, taking the time to spend and smoke a cigar, like Lancero is where it's at.
Yeah.
Feels refined.
100% with you. Lanceros are my jam. And I wish more people made them lately.
Tough to roll is what I understand.
It is tough to roll, and it's very hard to maintain in a factory. They do. They
get tight. And that's the other thing, too, right? It's like this one takes a level of skill to roll as well because, you know, I've definitely had those Lanceros that are too tight and you don't get the draw off of.
Yep. That happens.
It is a very frustrating and disappointing experience because I was already kind of keyed up about it anyway.
Yeah.
But this Platinum Nova Congress, creamy deliciousness. I really thoroughly enjoyed this smoke. I do tend to be a more heavy, spicy, bolder cigar smoker. And this one was, you know, I wanted something just kind of nice and light and lush is the term that's coming to mind in a smoking experience, and this is exactly what that was.
Yeah. Rich, what did you think about that?
Yeah, I liked it. It was I think it was a little light for when I smoked it. This is to me more of a morning cigar for sure. But it was very consistent. I did have to touch it up a bit, but not too bad. I think at the price point, it's something that I really have to sit down and really enjoy to get your money's worth out of that one.
So actually, as I love the size, Lancero is my favorite. This was not actually my favorite cigar of the bunch. I said in my notes that this is consistent as hell. The flavor is mild. I thought it would be bigger and punchier due to the wrapper. But it I was wrong about that, but it was actually really good flavored cigar, like through and through. It was the consistency, the burn line, the construction was amazing in the cigar. And I had a really good time with it, although it didn't fit the flavor profile that I thought it would have.
Hmm. Some of my notes here on the Platinum Nova Congress, you know, it's kind of started spicy and it stayed spicy. And, you know, I think that that's one of the things that I like when I'm having a cigar is, you know, there's a beginning, middle, and an end, you know, and it just seemed kind of very one-note-ish. It just kind of, you know, however it was lit, it just stayed right there and never even moved, you know, around at all. Good draw. Good construction. It actually finished better than it started, which is what, I mean, that's definitely what you want at the end of the day. But, I think across the lineup, this probably wasn't, you know, my favorite of the ones we're going to go through today. I don't know that I would come back and probably revisit this, but
I would definitely revisit this.
You would revisit it because it's a Lancero, not because 100%. It was good.
100%. You know?
I'm okay with that. Why you would choose this, you know, for sure. But, you know, I can't remember the order that I had all of these. I know which one I had last because I smoked it with Barger. But I don't remember quite the order that I had all these in.
This was the second one. This is the second one that I smoked in the lineup. And so even the first one that I smoked was my hands down favorite out of the ones that we smoked. And we'll talk about it when we get there. But this one was second, and for it to be that other end of the spectrum from the other things that we had from Platinum Nova, I thought it was, and like I said, this is typically not the shade of wrapper or style of cigar that I reach for, but I would definitely smoke this again.
This is the first one I smoked, and I just felt, I think one of the things that influenced this was I had eaten something a little spicy right before I smoked it.
What'd you eat?
I'm not going to tell you that.
So were you tossing off some of that flavor profile to what you ate as opposed to what was coming from the cigar?
Yeah,
you
think it influenced.
You weren't really quite sure what was.
Yeah, I think the food influenced this cigar a little bit more than I probably should have. But I think so. Not that I wouldn't smoke it again. I definitely would. But I think I would probably smoke it after a more lighter meal.
I would put that as an enhancement personally, because if it pairs well with the food that I'm eating, then I'm down 100%.
Yeah. So, but it shouldn't overwhelm the food. Shouldn't overwhelm the cigar. Let me put it that way.
Sure, I get that. I get that. So what are we rating this cigar here, boys? We're gonna go three across the board. All right. Well, we're going to take a little break here shortly and tell you guys a little bit about things that you need to purchase.
Well, so, Rich, after you had this first cigar, you were like, wow, I can't wait to get to the rest of the product line.
No, yeah, I was looking forward to it, but I think it was more from my experience at the PCA and seeing what Nova was producing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I definitely agree that this wasn't my favorite.
And away we go.
Yeah.
Welcome back from the break. We hope you guys find purchasing power and all of the things in the ads that you just were told. We just gave our review of the Platinum Nova Congress. We gave it a 3 across the board. We are now going to talk about the 5 Burrows, and I think Mike is going to take it away with that. Go ahead, Mike.
So next up from Nova is the Platinum Nova Cigar 5 Burrows. It's a Churchill at 50 by 7.
Today we're going to be demonstrating how to measure girth.
Most definitely.
Girth is a very important measurement when determining sizes.
What's your favorite size?
First, take...
Oh, you've already heard this. All right. So, this is Churchill for sure. Medium body is how they declare it anyway. The wrapper is San Andreas, double binder, Corojo, and Cubita, filler of Nicaragua. Their description here is the unique vitola represents the dynamic of the 5 boroughs of New York and is featuring for the first time a double binder for a perfect smoking experience. This masterpiece is a delicious medium body cigar covered in a dark air-dried San Andreas wrapper.
Get it out, boy.
I'm getting there. And double binder Corojo Cubita with Nicaraguan fillers. Altogether balanced and blended, to perfection to give you a creamy, spicy, with a hint of woody flavors aside. Tell me what the one there, Jake. I'm sorry. This is marketing copy. So I think that they introduced this cigar at PCA for 23. I think that's when they introduced this particular stick, because I had had it once from that convention and then came back around to this, you know, once again. Some of my own notes around this. This was actually my favorite stick in the lineup.
Nice.
Yeah, so this is a good filler, good construction, good burn line. The draw was actually a bit muted, but I think that, you know, when you have a Churchill, you know, after you have some of the other shorter sticks, you're like, wow, okay, this is not the same. Which actually got much better at the midpoint, which is kind of unusual for me anyway. I think with Churchills, you know, the draw actually gets tighter usually as thing goes on, you know, because the crown is usually getting wetter and wetter, and you're like, whoa, this is just, you know, I'm sucking on this forever. It actually turned at the band for me. I thought this was a good average, you know, Churchill. I actually had this sitting with Barger, and
did that have any effect on your review of it?
Well, that always
did
has
that affect the flavor.
It always
at
has
all?
Some yeah. general effect in general.
Well, that guy's a jerk.
Yeah.
Just putting a bad taste in my mouth.
I mean,
oh, it's not.
You know,
me.
I would Barger. This be a stick I come back to? Probably not. You know, but I thought again, it was a good average middle of the road. What do you think, Benjamin?
This one was one note for me. I didn't really get all of the complexity of, you know, the five boroughs, if you will. This was start to finish the same cigar.
Yeah.
Which is something if I'm out on the golf course or doing yard work or something like that and I'm looking for something to smoke, like, that's fine. For something that is coming out of self-proclaimed, you know, platinum type premium scenario, this was actually my least favorite out of the cigars in this lineup, just because I didn't really get the complexity. The double wrapper really didn't give any effect that I could notice. And yeah, I mean, I I've been wrong before. This is not the first time. But yeah, this didn't do it for me. You know, cool branding. You know, I think that didn't have any like construction issues out of it. Like it smoked really well.
Sure.
But
I thought what was an interesting thing, the first thing that went through my head when I remember them talking about this cigar was, you know, that they had said this was, you know, akin to the five boroughs. I spent a lot of time in New York City. And the first thing when somebody says, you know, five boroughs, the first thing that comes to my mind is the very distinct odor in each one of those boroughs.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
their so own.
It's like, welcome to Brooklyn. That's our smell, man. Yeah. You
know? And premium smoke is like, not what comes to mind, you know, necessarily. Right.
You know, if you're in Manhattan,
that's smog.
It's like,
that's not smoke. You know,
hey, welcome to Lower Manhattan. Yeah, you know, this is the way it's going to be smelling you, you know? Yeah, you're up in Queens, you know, it's like, yo, hey, you can't park there. You know,
oh, I'm parking here.
You know,
oh, I'm doing
I don't
it.
Care what it smells like. You can't park there. You know, so, you know, it's very interesting when they said they were doing this, and I'm like, you know, hopefully it does not align with what I think of are the odors of the five boroughs.
What do you feel about the double binder? I mean, what do you think that
marketing babble?
Yeah, I mean, what does that really add to a smoke?
Well, I mean, okay, so if we're talking about the construction, right? I can understand the mindset, right? You're having, you know, binder tends to be, you know, the leaves that don't become wrappers, so you're gonna have a bit more flavor inflection from the binder than you would like your filler blend.
It's a thinner leaf.
That also being said, you know, it did not come through for me. This is, you know, I would absolutely chalk that up to marketing. Now I can understand why we would do those things, but you could have
I don't think
not
it
told
added.
Me that it exists.
Yeah. See, I had a different experience.
In fact, I would have been a lot better off, right. Probably. Yeah.
So I with a double binder, I'm actually a fan of a double binder. So one of my
shocker.
One of my favorite cigars is that Don Lino Africa with four leaf, you know,
yes,
double binder.
We've reviewed that on the show, by the way.
We have, for sure, for sure. But
here's what I thought.
Our binder is like blades on razors.
Yeah, sure. Like, I get it. And taste is subjective, and we all have our own whatever, whatever. But, like, I'm a fan of a double binder because I think the more you get into a cigar, the more complex it gets, you know, unlike you know, some of the ones we talked about on our last episode, which you can listen to online wherever you get your podcast. However, I think that with the double binder, if you don't like a first third of a cigar, just hang tight. You know, just stick with it for a little bit and then let it work its way down, because flavor profiles change over time. And also, depending on what you eat, as Rich was stating earlier, or what you drink with it, coffee, bourbon, whiskey, tequila, whatever. Whatever you want to put with your cigar, like, those things can alter the flavor. So for me, I actually smoked two of these, and the first one I didn't like, but the second one I smoked with you that same day you smoked yours, and, you know, I put a mint julep and a margarita with it.
Oh yeah, that's right, that was the day I made this.
And my lord, it was that cigar was fantastic.
Yes.
Like that margarita.
How many mint juleps and or margaritas had you had?
Yes. My cocktail elevated the cigar.
So I had three margaritas and one mint julep and some water in there too, because, you know, I don't like to get too far out there.
Teaspoon.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, I remember distinctly that the sugars from the margarita that I was drinking were really drawing out the spicier complexity of that cigar, which really made it an interesting experience for me. And Churchill is not my size. It's not my size at all. I think 7 inches in a cigar is just too long. But for me, like, I smoked that thing down to a nub, and it was, I really enjoyed that cigar. Like, I would smoke that cigar again, 100%.
The other thing that kind of throws me off here is the, you know, the double binder Cubita. Like,
I was trying to think, had I had that? If I had had that just all by itself and something
never,
else.
Never.
And I was like looking all the way through my journal notes, and I'm like, wow.
And okay. So I think that's another thing too, is I'm a big fan of Corojo, right?
Love Corojo.
I'm a real fan of that reddish brown, oily wrapper leaf. They tend to have this, like, cool kind of smooth.
I'm thinking there was a fire sale on Cubita.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm thinking there was. They were like, we don't have to buy as much Corojo. You know?
And so, I mean, I was really looking for that, you know, Cubita to stand out. And it just didn't. It was a miss for me. There wasn't enough of the Corojo to really light my fire, if you will. So,
you know, it's interesting though, listening to you guys talk about the, you know, smoking it, because I had the same experience with this one. I really felt like it was just kind of okay, especially for the, you know, the price point. They're kind of promoting this as a really high end.
Barger, do you hear that? Cigar. Rich thought it sucked just as much as I did.
That's what I didn't say it sucked. I did like it.
When I say the exact same thing, they go, you thought it sucked. You just said it was okay.
I'm over here trying to look up the definition of Cubita. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just felt what was interesting though is, like, what was coming to my mind was, is like, I kind of need to give this cigar another chance. It's kind of like I really felt like I didn't get the full experience of it. Well, I know. So maybe that's what I'm saying. We all didn't get to.
I can't help that.
You know,
I mean, you could have.
No, I couldn't have.
But right. It was interesting.
Well, let's give it a rating here, boys. That's going to be a 4. We rated it the same.
Remember that? Like I said. Magnificent.
Yeah, that was not the same across our entire group
here. That's okay. That's okay. Majority rules here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the next on the list is the Platinum Batch Toro.
Oh, that's me.
Which Rich is going to go over with us.
So Platinum Batch Toro, which is a 6x54. Now, why'd you put the 6 in front of the 54?
Because the 54 is the girth.
Oh, that's the girth.
Yeah, the girth.
Oh, sorry.
Today, we're going to be demonstrating how to measure girth. Girth is a very important measurement when determining sizes. First, take your tape measure. Place it at the center of the shoulder. Bring it down through the crotch.
Oh.
And back up again.
Don't use a pincer.
Making
that's
sure
my favorite part.
It's going over the widest part.
All right. That is a medium body. Wrapper is a Mexican San Andreas Maduro. Double binder, Dominican Republic, Havana, Vuelta Arriba. And the filler is a Dominican Republic. What are you handing to me?
So that's the story of the cigar that oh. I want you to read there.
Okay.
Sorry, folks. My notes are a little jumbled in this episode today.
So a Dominican San Vince, what is that? Vincente and Dominican Pilato blend delivered from the... I love it when you just hand me stuff to read.
Yeah, let me
right
see
off
that.
The top of my...
Well, I messed up on this one, folks.
Yes, you did.
Let's just talk about it. What do you got? What are your notes on this cigar?
I love this one. I love this cigar. Full body. I love the change of flavor as you smoked it down. To me, there was a distinct change throughout the cigar, probably a third of the way and a third of the way down. This is one of those unique sticks for me that it got better as I smoked it. I did do a little bit of relight on it, but it was a definitely good burn all the way down.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to smoke this all the way as far as I could. And I definitely think this is one that I will pick up again.
Yeah, absolutely. I like that. So what they say about this cigar is the Toro Batch cigar is a medium plus flavor profile, yet with a mild earthy aroma, leathery flavors due to its dark San Andreas wrapper, which I'm a huge fan of San Andreas wrappers if you've listened to any of our episodes. The Dominican filler and binders and notes complex in the cigar will develop light flavors of ginger, cinnamon, spice to finish. I'm a fan. I like this cigar.
Yeah, well, the size of this is definitely my jam. I mean, I think Toros are, you know, Toros are just a good representation of, you know, everything kind of right down the middle. So if you're not going to like this size, I don't think you're going to like something shorter or longer, you know, in terms of size. But yeah, the thing that I remember about this was I did like it, and I remember what I was pairing it with probably more than anything, because I was having some really, really good rum, you know, with this that was from Plantation. I think it was Barbados.
Yes.
You know, from Plantation, on the Plantation label. But I think I was probably digging the rum more than the cigar, to be honest with you. But that's not unusual. The thing that I kept on scratching my head again was, you know, the double, that's, you know, lice binder situation again as well. And I was debating. And actually, with this one, I'm, you know, with the Dominican, I really thought that for some reason it just got lost, because everything that I would have thought the Dominican, you know, binder would have brought to the table, I was like, okay. So I was like, okay, I don't know that I've had a lot of things that were just had this Havana binder in it. And I was really kind of digging it. And I was, I think that I had this cigar second. And so I was like, wow, I can't wait to have this in something else. And lo and behold, it was not in any other product. So I was like, I'm sorry, it is in the 484. But you know, and I think I was looking forward to, you know, the Churchill and thinking, oh, wow, you know, that's going to have, you know, some of the same in it. And lo and behold, this wasn't part of that filler at all. So it was kind of a bit of a head fake, you know, at the end of the day. But, yeah, you know, a good average Toro. I would definitely go back to the rum.
See, I really like this cigar as well. And I had a little bit of a construction issue. So the side of this one blew out on me.
Oh, wow.
And so, but I stuck with it. Thing. I stuck with it and I smoked it. And, you know, even with it, the side busting out of the cigar, like, the flavor was there for me.
Hmm.
Like, I really enjoyed the flavor of this cigar. And even the size, the ring gauge, all that is right on point with what I like. So I think that, you know, you're doing yourself a disservice by not trying it. Absolutely. Now, one of the things that I like about Platinum Nova is all of their tobacco is 10 to 15 year aged. And, you know,
that's a long time.
I know. Yeah. So a lot of this tobacco is older tobacco. So some of the properties may fall off and it might get different characteristics of tobacco that was, so when you're talking about some of these leaves, you're actually getting a different flavor of the leaf as it ages.
Oh, absolutely.
And so some of these leaves, like you were talking about, like they may or may not taste what you think they taste like later on down the road. What do you think?
You know, this one was the champion of the Platinum lineup, the Platinum Nova lineup that we had for me. This was everything that I classically look for in a cigar. It had a nice body to it. The smoke was kind of heavy.
Sure.
It had a nice bit of spice to it that I enjoyed. For me, the ginger and cinnamon wasn't as much, but definitely some more kind of like peppery spices was it was really, really nice. The double binder here is something that I could maybe get behind because of the Dominican and the Havana, you know, being covered by that Mexican San Andreas. For me, you know, Dominican wrappers and tobacco leaves tend to have a bit of like a milder kind of inflection to them. They tend to bring a smoothness to cigars.
But that spicy San Andreas,
100%,
though.
Right?
Yeah.
And so in that experience, man, like this one was one that I nubbed as well. I would have taken it all the way down. This one, you know, definitely deserves a cigar pick. If I had another one, I would have, you know.
See, I did as well. I smoked that thing to a nub. I nubbed it down even with the blowout. The blowout, once I got past the blowout, I was like, yeah, now we're cooking with bacon.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Like, and it's unfortunate here, and I think that's one of the things, too, where when you're moving through a box of cigars, right, they're not all going to have that great construction. You know, you might find some flaws here and there.
Well, that's going to happen with any handmade product.
That's exactly right.
So you got to take the good with the bad. And at this point, I was going, you know what? This could have been my humidification. This could have been from travel, from the PCA. This could have been from anything. So I wasn't trying to chalk that up to a construction.
You know what causes blowout, don't you?
What's that?
Sin.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Should we talk about that with our pastor?
Yeah, small groups, right?
Small groups.
Yeah, small groups. That's right.
And it's very definitely one thing I found about the different cigars is that the blend was so important.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be blended well.
It does.
And I think, to me, this one blended so much better than the Five Burrows.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I agree with that statement. So what do we got a rating for? So we're going to go with fives. And welcome back from those sets of ads, and please buy whatever they're selling.
Buy now.
We just rated the Platinum Batch Turo from Platinum Nova Cigars, and we gave it a 5. So now the last cigar on our list is the 484.
I wanted to talk about the my hunting down a sound effect for this show.
Yeah, go for it.
So, you know, I always try to find something that matches, you know, our discussion, and so I was looking for something for the show, and I was looking for somebody saying, "Welcome to Nicaragua," you know, a lot better than the way I just said it there in some native tongue. And so I kept on running into all these very interesting people who are talking about, you know, phrases, you know, in Nicaragua, as well as slang, you know, in Nicaragua, and how to cuss, you know, in Nicaragua, you know, as well. And so it was just, it's always very interesting when you kind of fall down what I call, you know, the hole of just, you're never really quite sure what you're going to find when you start searching for something. But I think it was interesting. I felt like I had enjoyed a lot of the culture just by vicariously going down and looking, you know, for the sound effects. So I found this one clip about this guy. He went through like, you know, 10 or 12 different clips, and he was a transplant himself, so he was not native Nicaraguan, and so he kept on always talking to things like, he's not a native, but I know how to teach you how to speak native. I was like, this is a little weird, you know, but some of these are really funny, and this is the one that caught my attention.
Another phrase that's really common is no hay problema. This is like, don't worry about it, there's no problem. You'll hear that a lot, usually as a foreigner, just because us foreigners tend to talk a lot and be really fast and stimulated and drink too much coffee and all this.
Speak for yourself.
So Nicaraguans are usually like, chill, like, slow down, no hay problema.
Yeah. No este problema.
Nuevo problema.
No, not nuevo. No.
All sorts of problems.
Española.
Yeah, I'm horrible at Spanish.
No hay problema.
Yeah, I failed that in high school.
But I really enjoyed learning all the cuss words, you know, with the proper dialect. You know, I'm not going to say any of them because this is a clean family cigar show.
It's a family show. You know, That's right.
But it was, I don't know, if you just want to, if you're looking for something to do while you're enjoying one of these cigars, I don't know, try something similar, you know, fire up some videos or, you know, some other things you can find on the interwebs to really kind of entertain yourself. You know, watch a novello, you know, in Nicaragua. Yeah. You know, that's the blah 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 blah. I can't believe it. You know, they have all
Chinese
this
in there somewhere.
Yeah, probably.
Well, speaking of family, I just want to talk a little bit about Platinum Nova Cigars.
Yes.
Platinum Nova Cigars, this is from their website, is a series of creation of a lifetime of brand, represents a promise to their grandfather, decades of meticulous teaching on how to create a premium quality cigar while implementing the highest standards. Every Platinum Nova cigar carries personal family touch that makes it one of the world's finest cigar in any sense. Now, Leo is carrying this torch on. Her grandfather passed away at 91 years old.
Wow.
In 2017, but it says that his spirit remains with them and they will continue the legacy bestowed upon them, which is awesome. And it really shows to me in their craftsmanship, like in their cigars, even though, like, I had the cigar with a blowout in it, like the burn line never changed. Like, it was consistent through. Even with the blowout.
That's crazy.
The consistency just burned right through it. Now, their tobacco quality is what I want to talk about a little bit. So they say the highest vintage tobacco and most skilled hand workmen go into making of each Platinum Nova cigar, resulting in a timeless blend of art and craftsmanship. Our cigars use a long-time-aged ultra-premium tobacco from the Dominican Republic, Nicaragua, and around the world. Their tobacco is aged 10 to 15 years. Then cigars crafted from it are then sorted into their Spanish cedar vaults for over 3 years. So they may peak to perfection and create a marriage of blends that ultimately produce an excellent heavyweight cigar before being introduced to the market. The unique combination of our Nova tobacco produces flavors both smooth and bold. The cigars are balanced with an aromatic, sweet, lingering fullness, an exclusive vintage Nova tobacco. Now, aside from what we've smoked in this for this show, I have smoked a couple other cigars in their line. And man, it really does show. Like, the craftsmanship does show in their product, and which is interesting because some people, when they say things like this, you think it's a gimmick, you know, and it's like, well, we're just going to do this and we're going to say this and we're going to. But honestly, I haven't had a horrible or even a bad Nova. Which is, and I didn't even notice anything about Platinum Nova Cigars until last year's PCA when I spoke to her, Leo, at the last year's PCA. And she was like one of the first people I talked to, so it was kind of like a quick exchange. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So she gave us ones of, I think they were a Lunar Cycle blend that she had. And man, that cigar was awesome.
Well, and, you know, I think there's a lot to be said about letting something age for 10 to 15 years.
Absolutely.
Before you start blending it and rolling it. You know, a lot of places are, you know, trying to get to market, you know, a little bit quicker, right? So you're seeing, you know, not uncommon for a type tobacco to be aged like in that 5 to 7 or 8 year range, right?
Sure.
I would say that's pretty common. For most premium tobaccos, yeah. But to let it go for 10 to 15 years
that
on average,
dedication. Long time.
And then blend and roll, and then let it sit for another 3 years.
Yeah.
Right. You're talking about something that could possibly be 18 years old
before it even gets to your mouth.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Well, and we know that the flavor of the tobacco changes over time, right?
Absolutely.
So it does make sense that you want to know where it's going.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of these tobaccos are blended, you know, within first 5 years or whatever. It's a different cigar after another 5 years or so.
Yeah.
And so what they're doing is they're waiting, you know, you've got a 10-year-old tobacco and then you blend it, you know what it's going to be.
Yeah.
So I think it just goes to really improve the flavor.
Mike, what do you think?
Well, you know, I don't know that every cigar manufacturer would make that choice because I don't know that they have the luxury of, you know, that period of time to work with. So I think it's great if, you know, they are just simply not, you know, in a rush, you know, to move to market. But I don't know, there's something about, you know, fermentation really can take on a lot of wonderful things and it can really go south, you know, too.
Yes, big time.
And so, you know, I think that, you know, when you're asking for working with something that is working with, you know, a bug and time and you're trying to do something very consistent, that's a tall order to pull that off, you know. I just, you know, if that's an industry standard, I'm not aware of anybody, you know, a lot of other people choosing 15 years. But, you know, if they make it work for them and they put a great product, you know, in the box at the end of the day, hey, more power to them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Another crazy thing about that is not exorbitantly expensive.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you would think
time is money. Yeah,
something that takes that long to
mature. Well, some of their lines are a little more on the pricier range.
That Platinum Batch MSRP is for $13.
Yeah, well, they've got some legacy blends and some other things that are 20s, yeah, upper great. 20s.
Put it in a coffin box. Charge $60.
Absolutely.
Their statement is that's right. Their statement is 10 to 15 years. Right, and then they start blending, you know, so even their baseline. Yeah. So you could get something that has that age of tobacco to a price point that's approachable in the, you know, cigar world.
Well, up next is the Nova 484, and I'm going to be going over that one for you guys. So introducing their newest size is a 48 by 4, and it comes in a 4-pack.
I got a 48 by 4.
Yeah, I know. I heard that about you. The wrapper is a Habano 2000 Ecuador. The filler is a Olor Dominicano. And the binder is a Paluto Cubano. It says Nova 484 comes in a 4-cigar pack presentation. This cigar is medium plus, which allows both new smokers and experienced aficionados to enjoy a blend that has body and a hearty expression. The beautiful construction cigar made in the Dominican Republic that's a combination of rich Dominican tobacco finished with an exquisite Habano 2000 Ecuador wrapper.
So is this just the Toro in a half size? Because it's exactly the same.
Yeah, I mean,
because I think that is the case here.
Whatever it is, I loved it.
I started, you know, a poquito robusto.
Yeah.
I mean,
sure, like a petite robusto.
Wow, man. Yeah.
I think my notes even said, I love this cigar and I don't care what Mike says about it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that is exactly the way you responded because I wrote, you know, it was actually over before it started. So, you know, some plums. And something kind of sweet thing, like almost vanilla frosting, you know, was in the middle of this. Yeah, I thought it was a good average smoke again, but that size definitely didn't work for me, you know.
I love that size.
But I kind of like this size. It depends on what I'm doing.
This is dog walk size.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh,
yeah. Well, totally. And a lot of times that's what I got time for, right?
Yeah.
It's not a, yeah. I can't sit down with
One of my favorite brand names. This is dog walk.
It's cigar. A dog walk. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We did an episode about that, too.
We did, yeah.
The dog walker.
Yep.
Same boat, right? You know, there are, especially in my new family life, right? The wife and I just had a kid a couple of months ago. And so that time that I used to have to sit down and light up a Toro and spend it to have, you know, that full, you know, experience of smoking a cigar – has gotten a little bit, you know, fewer and far between. And so now I actually find myself trying to find something that's in this, like, petite Corona.
Robusto.
Petite Robusto.
Petite Lancero.
And that's where I was going.
Yeah, bro.
There's the layup.
I'll be your Pippin.
It's something that's super intriguing to me. The other thing about it is with, you know, that cigar versus if it has a larger version of itself, right, if there's a larger Vitola that they produce, it's a good like intro. It's a nice little snapshot of hopefully what I can look forward to if I can find it in a larger size and have the time to sit down and smoke and kind of dig into it a little bit more.
Yeah. I think what threw me off is that I thought this and the Toro were different. And, you know, they were not they didn't have the same taste profile, I thought. So I thought that was rather interesting because you would think they're exact same thing, it's just a different size.
But the ring gauge, the girth has a lot to play with that.
Yeah, I can see that, you know.
Because you got a little bit less of that binder in there.
Girth matters.
That girth does matter,
that
girls.
Sugary thing that I was picking up on, I think, was what kind of really tossed me off. I was like, yeah. Wow, okay, that was not in the Toro. So, yeah, anyway.
Yeah. I would buy a box of these cigars.
I like this cigar.
I have to say, my
disclaimer is I may not have chosen the meal before well, because I ate an Italian beef with lots of peppers on it.
Oh, my gosh.
Which was fantastic for another day. But this cigar, it was pretty bold.
No, I thought the same. It was a really bold cigar.
So, and I did like it. I didn't like it as much as a Toro, but it was, and I think maybe the time that it takes and the flavor that, you know, progresses over the time that you're smoking may have something to do with that, right?
Hmm. We should rate this up and then talk about the product line. Sorry, everybody. I was just looking at time here, so I'm going to give that.
We're going to go with a 4.
Wow. All right.
Magnificent.
Nailed it. So let's talk a little bit about pairings, guys. What did you pair? We know I paired a margarita and some other stuff with it. So what did you guys pair with them?
I remember having a rye with the Toro and
a rum with the other one.
Yeah. I don't remember the rye really working very well. It felt like it was fighting it, and I just put the rye away and just finished the cigar. That was part of what I remember about that particular pairing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Y'all?
The rum definitely worked.
What about you guys? Coffee, water?
It was a root beer for me.
Yeah?
100%. There's a deli down the street from where I work that carries Sprecher.
Sprecher.
And hands down, favorite root beer.
It's good. Did you have the cream soda?
I've had them all. That black cherry cola, insane.
That cream soda.
Super tasty.
Man. If you want onset diabetes pretty quick, you drink them every day.
I think that even with, you know, those sodas obviously being on the sweeter side, they are sweetened with honey, which lends to the cigar smoking a bit more. Just because it's not that like cloyingly like high fructose corn syrup, cane sugar, it's a little bit lighter.
Yeah. So what was your guys' favorite of the lineup?
Platinum Batch.
Yeah.
Same.
484 for me.
I really enjoyed the Churchill. That's very rare for me to say that.
That is very rare for you to say that.
You know, the thing I loved about this lineup, it was not more the same. How many things have we had that as a Nicaraguan line, and it just feels like, wow, I've had this stick like 15 other times.
Yeah.
And that was not the case with these products.
No, I get that for sure. Well, I definitely love everything that Nova's putting out there right now, which is awesome, and keep it up, Leo. We're definitely paying attention to what you're doing.
Bravo.
Yeah, thank you so much for getting us the product for this show as well. We definitely appreciate it. But I want to thank our guest and our co-host for coming on today. So good old boy Rich.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming out.
You're welcome. Good to be here.
Good old boy Benjamin.
How's about you?
Good old boy Mike.
Mucho grande. Thank you very much for being here. Hey, come back. Check another great episode of Sip Suds and Smokes Out. I will ask you to keep on sipping.
And this is me signing off, good old boy Barger, telling you to keep on smoking no matter what it is. And don't forget to go hit like, subscribe, follow, whatever you want to do online. And follow us and check out our episodes anywhere you can get episodes at.
Tell us about your favorite phrase in Nicaragua.
That's right. Tell us. We want to hear it. We do want to hear it.
No cuss words.
Yeah, no problemo.
Mike at sipsandsmokes.com.
No es de problemo.
All right. Have a good night, everybody.
We hope you enjoyed this episode.
if you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a one-tan hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.